drizzled with a tangy bordelaise sauce and sliced into juicy medallions. They're so tender, you can cut them with a butter knife. It's called the pepper loin. It's surf and sirloin, and that's how it's done at the restaurant located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week and serving USDA prime beef. That is the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, Pinion's Playhouse. That's the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40 or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks, fresh every day.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had aged beef tenderloin sliced into juicy medallions that are so tender you can eat them with a butter knife? It's called the pepper loin. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. All the games, all the time. Looking for a new gig? Needing some extra cash? Hot Shots is now hiring at all 11 area locations. Hot Shots has immediate need for assistant managers, kitchen staff, servers, and bartenders. The busy spring and summer months are approaching, and now is the time to apply. Enjoy great pay, flexible hours. Apply now at any of the 11 area Hot Shots locations or check out the full listing of opportunities at hotshotsnet.com.
Barley is the soul of Budweiser. That's why we've been working with the same family-owned American farms for more than 50 years to harvest it. The secrets to growing this grain perfectly have been passed down through three generations. For them, it's a legacy. And it's why only the best barley and locally sourced ingredients are used to make Budweiser. Budweiser is proudly raised across America. This Bud's from our barley farmers. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Roger Dean Stadium is now Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. New face, same great place. The Cardinals, the Marlins, spring training 2018. Individual game tickets, season tickets, mini plans, and groups are all on sale now. Don't miss out. Catch all your favorite players in action. The countdown to spring has started. First game kicks off on February 23rd at 1:05 p.m. Visit RogerDeanChevroletStadium.com for more info or swing by the ticket office today.
590 The Fan has merged all of its social media to 590 The Fan accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now you are able to easily find all of your favorite sports news and features in one convenient location. Check out the latest content on the all-new 590thefan.com and download our 590 mobile app on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like 590 The Fan on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter for the most up-to-date sports news and notes from around the area. That's the all-new 590thefan.com.
White stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Oh, never had that.
We're about to get Minions Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the February 20th edition of Minions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security. Gateway Lock and Security wants to talk to everybody out there who is in charge of whatever business it is that you have, commercial business, about the security of your business, about secure ways to get in and out of that business, restricted key systems, commercial security systems. They're in that business big time. We'll talk more after this.
Hey!
All right, at the control board, it is none other. And the man who lived in England for 19 years, 10 of that in Birmingham, England. He is Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to anyone you choose.
Hello to everyone out there. I hope you're enjoying the show. Stay safe out there with the rain coming down.
Oh, yeah, right. turning to ice tomorrow morning. How about that?
Yeah.
All over the place. It's all over the place. Let's go over to the glassed-in quarantined room. Mm-hmm. Over there, trying hard to pass a kidney stone, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, the one and only Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
That trouser mouse is straining and trying its best to help him pass that stone. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi. And thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody, and hello to Trevor's mom and dad.
Aww. Wow. Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice? Let me read an email I got. It says, Frank, followed you over to the new station. Starting to kind of like the guy named Tim. Isn't he the news guy? Well, thanks for the email. And yes, he is the news guy, but he's so much more. That's right. That's the Rockford Files theme. Jim Rockford was a really good-looking, handsome detective.
Whoa.
Tim Woodburn is also a detective. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
My firm, Gateway Investigations, specializes in helping small business owners find out what their employers are doing when the boss is away. One of the things we specialize in is finding out whether or not, if you're a restaurant owner, if your bartenders are giving away free drinks. If you're interested in learning more about that, send me an email, tim@gatewaypi.net.
And by the way, that's a giant problem in restaurants, in the bars where they serve alcohol. is people giving their friends and girls, you know, free drinks. So good for you for cracking down on that, one of the more serious problems we have in this country. I can't believe Bill Cleveland came back after the abuse he took from Limey, but he, that's the kind of man he is. But he is here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
He's found out, loaded up and chugging. We gonna do what they say can't be done.
Well, thank you, Frank. You know, some days I'm eastbound, some days I'm westbound, some days I'm in the southwest quadrant. But I am here today. Thank you.
We don't have a song that says eastbound, northbound, southbound, westbound, so we just go with eastbound. Yeah. That's Bill Cleveland. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. And he loves his job. Listen to him. He's so happy. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Jim.
Still crotchety. Still, oh, yeah. Even in heaven, she gets away with that. Few people could, but she can. And, of course, you hear that music? Crank that up a little, Limey. Everybody loves polka. That's the sound of the one and only.
No, we haven't said hello to Rat Boy yet.
No. You know what? I got in such... for a while, he was gone, and it's hard for me to...
It's just so rude.
Well, I can't even process the good news that he's back. Rat Boy, go ahead. Give it to him.
Tease.
There you go. Now, Bruce Lipperst and the All Boy Orchestra. Up.
There's no other show in the country that starts a show off with 45 minutes of rap music and then finishes their final hour with polka music.
I know.
Is that a compliment?
It's an awesome. It's an awesome
criticism.
Compliment. It's your creative wizardry at work. It's amazing.
We do whatever we feel like doing. That's what we do here. Now, you people listening who own businesses, you're managing a business, you're in charge of stuff like security of the business. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Gateway Lock and Security. They are here to help you with commercial security solutions. What are you talking about? I'm talking about this. Getting in and out of businesses anymore isn't as easy as it used to be, and it shouldn't be. For a lot of places, you either belong there or you don't belong there. They do high security commercial locks. They do restricted key systems, master key systems, commercial door locks, and door closers. That's right, door closers. We've all been in places where you exit or leave and the door closes tight behind you. You're locked down. You can't get back in unless you deserve to get back in. They do magnetic locks and electric strikes and exit devices like panic bars. You know that bar on the door where it says something in red, like in emergencies only? You push that thing, you can get out, but you set an alarm off. So if you're smart, you don't push it. They do all of that. They're Gateway Lock and Security. So why don't you... If you have a commercial business, why don't you talk to them and make sure that your business has all the security that it should have and you deserve for it to have at a reasonable price? You know, they understand some businesses need more than others and some are bigger. They understand all that. They're Gateway Lock and Security, gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Oh, man, where to start? In Neosho, Missouri. It's a grade school that's raffling off an AR-15. I don't even need to say that's a bad idea.
I know.
That's just not a good idea. I'm a gun guy. I think I have a right to have an AR-15. But you know what? In this climate, a grade school raffling off an AR-15, there's nothing about that that's a good idea. So, and they said, well, you know, they started it before the Florida. I don't care. It's still not a good idea for a grade school to do that. Real quickly, again, to these knucklehead kids that are protesting and lying down in front of the White House, let me say this to them, even though they're not listening. It just makes me feel better.
You dumbass.
Here's what else you don't realize you're doing. What you have just done this week, you have caused a massive surge in gun sales. This happens every time somebody does something to make people who love the Second Amendment think, there's going to be some kind of ban or restriction. They go out and buy in giant quantities what they think they may not be able to buy in a few months. It happens every time. When Obama was elected,
because everybody was so afraid. Oh, my goodness, he's going to be high. They sold so many guns. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago, the NRA convention, they had a giant picture of Barack Obama up, and under it it says Salesman of the Year. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because he sold so many guns, and that's what you kids are doing, lying in the road, carrying your signs, enough is enough. On behalf of every place that sells guns, thank you, because you just put more guns in the hands of a lot more people, which I think is what you don't want to happen.
Well, Trump wasn't even there when they did this.
Of course not. He was in Shame on you. He was not there. Point is, he has nothing to do with the current legislation. I know what they're saying. We'd like for you to change things, but you don't shame somebody if you want them to change things. Shame is something you do after somebody's done something horrible.
But there were school shootings when Barack Obama was in.
Of course there were.
Sandy Hook.
And
remember that one?
But they never said shame on you to Obama. In fact, there's no footage, no bloopers of Obama. No comedians made fun of him. He got a pass from all of that because he was black. And if you did anything exactly the way you did it with the other presidents, you're racist. Well, that's ridiculous. You want true equality? Make fun of him, too. They made fun of Ford. Remember Chevy Chase falling down all the time? Oh, Gerald Ford. They made fun of Bush. They made fun of Clinton from Arkansas. People doing impressions. The one exception, Obama. You think in 8 years that guy didn't have any little slip-ups, mistake? Of course he did. But they never made a big deal out of it like they did everybody else. This is just not related to anything. I just have to get this out. Sell-a-thon. If I see that again, I can't even count the times I've seen It's Our Something sell-a-thon. Come on, people. Can't you think of something better and more original? And I think even Londoff has done it. Sorry, I still think it's just lazy. Sell-a-thon. That's all. I just had to get that out of my system. And now I'll take a minute to invite, as I do maybe not often enough, new advertisers. In the last month, I've spoken to 4 potential advertisers who emailed me. And not one of them can go on the show. 3 of them I had to tell, that's not something you can sell on the radio. As much as I'd like to have some new business and speak for some new companies, I will not take the money and go on the air when I know it's something you just can't sell on the radio. Maybe something very visual. In one case, it was a particular type of insurance that was very complicated. You need a brochure in front of you to understand what this is, and it's not something that I think I could have been successful with. 3 of the potential advertisers, And then one couldn't afford it. So I'm inviting you to do one of 2 things. If you're an advertiser and you're tired of spending money and having little or no results, there's no return on that investment. And that's usually what happens with advertising. Most advertising is ignored by people. It's ignored. Right now on the way home, you're going to hear, well, not at this station. You don't get bombarded with commercials the way others do because we have a limit. We set a limit. But in the course of a day, TV, radio, whatever, billboards, I think I forgot the number, but the average person in the course of a day sees, hears, is exposed to hundreds of ads. You know how many you remember by the time you get home? None. Maybe 1, maybe 2, usually none. This is different. This audience pays attention. This audience is loyal. This audience followed us over here. This audience is responsive. It's not a radio music station where they hear a song they don't like and they flip to another station. They're here to listen. They're here to get to know us and for us to get to know the listeners. So if you're an advertiser and you want to be part of what we're doing here, and if I were you, I'd want that. You can either be on this show with just a recorded commercial, but get your name in front of these people who are so loyal and so responsive, or You can have me do the commercials for you if I like you and if you like me and if I think it's something that, one, is everything you say it is, and two, something that we can produce results for with radio commercials. My email is frankopinion@yahoo.com. You got a business, you want to make it bigger, you want to sell more stuff, you want to grow, you call me. You email me. I'll call you. frankopinion@yahoo.com. Chris Rock has a new stand-up. I think it's been 8 years. His last one was, I believe, HBO. So when I heard he had a new one on Netflix, I watched it. Has anybody seen his new stand-up?
I went and saw him live here in St. Louis last year.
Okay. I don't know if the material was the same. Maybe that was the stand-up he did.
It's way different. Is it? He's a parent. He talked about being a parent, going through a divorce and cheating on his wife, and a lot of he was a younger, you know, very vulgar comedian when he first started, and he's mature. He's a 40-something-year-old man now.
Well, in this Netflix concert, this special, yeah, he does. He talks about the divorce, and there's a lot of serious stuff in it. But here's what I don't understand. I don't know why people like Chris Rock, who is brilliant and hilarious, I don't know why he has to become at the same time so controversial and says things that, even though I know it's comedy, but when he says, like, the police need to start shooting more white kids, it's just not funny to me. It's not funny because it does portray the police as murderers, all of them. That's kind of the feeling. And that they, oop, that kid's white, don't shoot him. And he says to balance things out, they just need to shoot a whole bunch more white kids. It's not funny to me. I don't know why that's funny to anybody. Yet he is, for the most part, hysterical. So it is on Netflix. This Netflix, whew, they're spending some money. So it's a Netflix special. It's your typical, I think, an hour. And some of it is hilarious. And some of it's very serious. When he starts talking, I don't know, Tim, when you saw him, when he starts talking about his wife and divorce and it was his fault and the price he's paying, it has to resonate with a lot of people who are divorced. So Netflix, Chris Rock, check it out if you want.
Did he talk about school bullying in the Netflix special?
Yes.
He said that.
Yeah, and he said we need bullies.
If you want to end high school obesity, bring back bullies, because there ain't nobody around taking my lunch money anymore.
No. I'll bet you it's the same. I'll bet what you saw was exactly what this Netflix probably thing is. Because, and he says, and it's funny, he says, you know, you need bullies. And you're right. We wouldn't have so many fat kids if we had bullies to bully them. So some of the stuff he says, while if you take it literally, of course it'd be great if no bullies were around. But folks, I got news for you. There's never going to be a world where there aren't bullies. There's also never going to be, when I hear somebody go, what are you wishing for? Peace on earth.
World
well,
peace.
Good luck with that. Yeah, world peace is never going to happen. It's not. There's never going to be harmony between black and white in this country and between left and right. There's not.
Hey, they've
it's been, not going to happen.
They've been talking about, I saw a news story about the North Koreans going back to North Korea without any medals or anything. And the last time that happened, when they were in the Olympics a long time ago, Kim Jong-un's family, they took the people that didn't win any medals and put them in concentration camps.
And the World Cup, didn't they do that too?
Yes, it was the World Cup, yeah.
Oh, yeah, most of
those living
Olympics
in a place like that.
Oh, man. Well, the Russian, and back in 1980, when the U.S. beat the Russians and went on to win the gold medal, the Russians went back. You see that in the movie Miracle on Ice. The Russians go back, and they were just like shunned, the players. How could you let that happen?
Well, the Russians in 1980 trained to the point where the head coach, Viktor Tikhonov, I actually used to work with his son, Vasily Tikhonov, with a hockey team a long time ago, and he was telling me this as well, and then it was replied in Miracle that they used to make, they would only let their players see their wives 30 days a year. You got 2 days a month, basically, to see your wife. The rest of the time, you have to train as a hockey player. Limey's in favor of that. Limey likes that ratio.
I read an article 2 days ago about South Korea. What a wonderful place it was. But the whole point of the article was that they're not allowed to have any guns over there. And they said there's almost no crime. Look what happens. There's almost no crime in South Korea. Well, here's what they didn't put in the article. It has, I think, the greatest suicide rate among high school, college age kids of any place. And you know why that is? Because they put so much pressure, like you're talking about on athletes, they put so much pressure on kids to be brilliant in school that if a kid is not brilliant, sometimes they commit suicide because they feel they're never going to be worth anything because they put so much pressure on, if you don't go to college, if you don't do that. And here's the other thing about living in South Korea. They do eat dogs and cats and work. They get little to no vacation or holiday time. It's not uncommon to work 6 and 7 days a week in South Korea. They work all the time. Those places don't want people to have a real life. They want them to do what the government wants them to do. And one other thing about this, they don't have any crimes. You can walk the streets and not worry at night. Okay, here's the other thing that goes with that. When another country decides to take over that country, they have no way of defending themselves. And that's what happens when countries have no guns in the hands of citizens. It's easy pickings. Let's just march in and take over. Nobody will be able to put up any kind of defense. So that's South Korea. But yes, they literally, in a lot of Asia, breed athletes. They do. It's an athlete breeding. This thing about golf, is it Japan or China where they're crazy for golf? I think it's Japan.
Oh, I don't know.
I haven't done that.
Mm-mm. Oh, no. Golf is everything. It's a big deal. They're teaching kids to play golf from the time they can walk. They've got golf hitting driving ranges all over the place. It's a big deal. Now, I saved this because we didn't finish it a couple of weeks ago. And these are the best of the best advertising slogans. And we went through a bunch of them, and we were able to get most of them. So I have the remainder. And this is to see if you can tell me who these advertisers are. And then these are the companies that over the years have spent millions and millions of dollars establishing their slogans. And some of them, though, you never see or hear anymore. And they used to be all over TV and radio. I'll give you an example. Geritol.
Oh, yeah.
You can turn on the TV without a Geritol. Geritol commercial for iron poor blood or Anacin. What happened? Where'd they go? They're still in the market, but they don't advertise. All right, how about this? Because I'm worth it. Who's that?
L'Oreal.
Because I'm worth
Dan, I'm going to give you this one because, one, I know you like to do it yourself, the sound of it, the voice. It's too easy, though. They're great!
Oh, Tony the Tiger.
Yeah. That's not the product.
That is not the product.
No,
that is not the product.
Frosted Flakes.
Frosties.
Right. Go ahead, Dan.
They're great!
You know what? You should contact them, and when that guy dies, you should take over. I'm not kidding. Be the voice. Somebody's got to be the Tony the Tiger voice. Give me a break.
Kit Kat bar.
Very good.
Francisco
treat.
Rice-a-roni.
See, these were companies that knew how to advertise and knew how to have slogans. The best part of waking up.
Folgers in your cup.
See how effective these were? We don't have this anymore. It keeps going and going.
Energizer. Going.
Very good. See? Pardon me, but Grey do Poupon. You have any...
I've fallen and I can't
Life
get up.
Life Alert.
Very good.
Thank you.
That's still out there, though.
Yeah. Well, that's because it works.
Yeah.
I mean, how much better could you... What better way to say everything you need to say about needing help, being old, unstable, and then that sentence, I've fallen and I can't get up. Everybody with older parents can relate to that.
I can relate
be like Mike.
Life cereal?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tim, that's good.
There's him.
Blank. It's what's for dinner.
Beef, yeah.
Now, why did they stop that campaign?
I don't know.
Probably the happiest...
the vegetarians what? Made them stop.
They shouldn't be able to make anybody do anything. Yeah. The happiest place on earth.
Disney World.
That's a. Oh my goodness, Bill.
Oh, Bill.
Beautiful.
Fire. Bill's been everywhere.
You are. Panama. Now, to me, this is one of the great slogans ever, and the knuckleheads decided to get rid of it and do stuff nobody thinks is clever or remembers anymore. You deserve a break today.
Oh, McDonald's.
The greatest thing they've ever, great slogan they've ever had, as far as I'm concerned. King of beers. What's in your wallet?
MasterCard.
American Express.
Visa. Damn it, American.
Oh, it is.
Limey. No.
Is it Visa?
No. Wow, this is interesting. Capital One.
Oh,
Capital
One. Oh.
Samuel Jackson. Oh,
Samuel Jackson. Jennifer Gunn.
They'd be very upset if they heard that. Yeah. Now, next to See the USA and your... I've already given away the sponsor, but this to me was the second best. The heartbeat of America.
Chevrolet.
When blank talks, people listen.
E.F. Hutton.
Dan, way to go.
Wow. I don't even know what that is.
Those are great commercials.
E.F. Hutton, financial advice, investment. We bring good things to life.
Oh.
Science.
And they...
No. Science.
Science is not a, it's not a product.
GE, I think. Maybe?
GE, yeah, Bill, you are on fire. GE, we bring it. Now, and why did they stop that? It used to be all over TV. Oh, that's a good one. 99.44% pure.
Oh, is that ivory soap?
It is ivory, wow. Dan, even with the kidney stone.
Wow.
Three more. And I got to tell you, this has been going for years, and I think it's brilliant. Every kiss begins with...
K.
K
Jeweler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Two more. We'll leave the light on for you.
Hotel 6.
Yeah. Tom Baudet.
Again. It's been years, but this still plays well and still sticks with me. Come Alive. You're in the blank generation.
Oh, geez.
And here was the melody. Yes. And here was the melody. Come Alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. I can still remember. That's back when advertising worked. The people that wrote it Pepsi's knew what gross. They were doing.
No, it's my favorite.
It's gross.
Tastes the exact same as
Coke. My wife will not touch a Pepsi. Bill, yes. My wife is right with you. She will not
Coke or Dr.
have
Pepper.
A drop of a Pepsi.
Mm-hmm. I don't like Coke. I like Pepsi way better than Coke.
Bill, you should have married my wife. Coke or Dr. Pepper. No, that's all she'll drink. And she, if you put a Pepsi and a Coke in front of it, and I've done this in two plain cups.
Without even tasting it,
if she puts her tongue to it, she goes, that's the Pepsi.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I have never been able to do that. Did I invite the ladies in?
Nope. No, you didn't.
No, not yet.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
All right, so there's an opening for a dock worker at the shipyard, loading and unloading ships at the dock, and a lot of people line up to apply. And there's a supervisor sitting there at the desk. And one of the guys who walks up has a patch on his eye, a wooden leg, and a hook for a hand. And the supervisor says, can I help you? He goes, yes, I'm here for the job, or dockhand. He says, no offense, but this is really hard work. This is loading and unloading cargo on ship. I know exactly what it is. That's why I'm here. He said, and you think you could do that work? I know I could do it. I've spent my life at sea, on ships, being tough. He says, so knowing what the job is, you actually think you could, you got a wooden leg and a hook arm and a patch over one eye. Let me ask you a question. What's the deal with that leg, that wooden leg? What happened there? He goes, man, spent many of my days at sea as a pirate. Not proud of it, but I was a pirate. And of course, when you're a pirate at sea, you battle other pirates, and a ship pulls up next to us. They're going to steal our cargo that we stole, and we get into it. We get into knives and swords, and one of the bastards got a good clean swing, and he just cut me leg off right at the knee. You know what I did? He says, no, what'd you do? He goes, I grabbed a leg of a table, a wooden table, and I ripped a leg off, and I lashed it to me stump, and I kept on fighting and made myself a wooden leg. That's how tough I am. He goes, well, that's pretty tough. What happened with your hand there? You got a hook for an arm. He goes, same thing. Another fight with another bunch of the bastard pirates, and they came and tried to take our stuff. And we got into it with knives and swords. And one of the SOBs got in a good clean swipe, whoosh, cut me arm off right at the elbow. You know what they did? I grabbed a grappling hook from the ship and I lashed it to my stump and I kept on fighting with the hook. The guy's informant says, well, you're pretty tough. Maybe you could do this job. What's the deal with the eye patch? What happened there? He goes, I lost my eye. It's gone. He says, it was another pirate fight? No. One morning I looked up at the sky and it was clean, clear, bright blue. I'm looking up admiring the sky and a seagull flies over and poops right in me eye. The foreman says, well, you don't lose your eye, I don't think, because a seagull poops in. He goes, you do if it's your first day with a hook.
All right, check on traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Lowe's. Accident northbound 55 at Loughborough has been moved to the ramp. Slow going westbound 64 Grand most of the way to 270. More volume through the Chesterfield Valley and then 94 up 270. Accident eastbound 464 at 141. Eastbound 270 lines up 370 to New Florissant. Westbound 364 backing up 270 all the way to 94. And your stop and go southbound 270 Page to Tesson Ferry. Pro customers at Lowe's save 5% every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. That's 5% on all purchases in-store or online, subject to credit approval, U.S. only. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, it's time for you to get cleaned up at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Brentwood on Hanley Road just south of Highway 40, or O'Fallon on the corner of Highway K and Fizey Road. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in St. Louis, it's wicked awesome.
It's the year of the tortoise and the hare. New dealers are racing down the fast lane to cash in on the crop of first-time RV buyers. Meanwhile, tortoises like Byerly RV are plodding along, servicing two or three generations of RV customers. Shopping for an RV shouldn't feel like running the gauntlet. If you feel the pressure, slow down. Take a detour. I forget, how did that race turn out? We are Byerly. RV sales, service, parts, and rentals. Since 1948. Byerly, a local family employee-owned RV dealer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
You discover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Go to Southern California. Dean Martin recorded a song called Little Old Wine Drinker Me. This guy's a wine drinker. His name is Mike Evans. He's brought to you by a place that has a lot of really good wine. That's Annie Gunn's, Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Next door, the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed only on Mondays. And gift cards are a good idea any day of the year. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. You will need reservations for Annie Gunn's for dinner. And again, Monday, that's the only day they're closed. Please give it up for Mike Evans.
Hey,
did you get the email I sent you?
No.
All right. Well, look, because I sent it to you. A listener, William, sent me these really funny wine sayings. I'll share a couple of them with you.
Okay.
I thought about you. So I sent it to you. One of
when
them
said,
well,
it?
Evans Radio at AOL.com.
No, when?
An hour and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
And one of them says, I've got salad for dinner. Actually, it's fruit salad. Well, it's mostly grapes. Okay, it's all grapes. Mm-hmm. Fermented grapes. Wine. I'm having wine for dinner. Here's one that says, sometimes when I reflect back on all the wine I drink, I feel shame. And then I look into the glass and I think about all the workers in the vineyards and all their hopes and dreams. And if I didn't drink this wine, they might be out of work and their dreams would be shattered. And then I say to myself, it's better that I drink this wine and let their dreams come true than be selfish and worry about my liver.
I like it. I like it, homie.
Here's one that says, I only drink a little, but when I do, I turn into another person and that person drinks a lot.
I like that one too.
Of course, size matters. No one wants a small glass of wine. And here's the back of a wine delivery truck. And it says on the back of the truck, it's actually a photograph of the truck. And it says, in case of accident, bring cheese and crackers. Lots and lots of cheese and crackers. That is funny.
I like it.
I got maybe one more I can read. One's got a word in it I can't say on the air. I don't drink alcohol. I drink distilled spirits. So I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a spiritualist. I sent them to you. You'll like them.
Thank you. Right. Thanks. I liked it. I can hardly wait to get them.
Well, they're great. In your inbox. What do you got for us?
I got them. I will get them. Hey, pop quiz question theme all week long featuring oldies but goodies. All questions feature celebrities at least 60 years old today. Name the name of the star who lived at home with mom and dad. Until he was 30 years old. Daniel Day-Lewis, Harrison Ford, Steve Harvey, Ray Romano. Answer in just a minute. The Olympics are half over, and some of this class may end up on television, like other medal winners, like Bruce Jenner, who turned 1976 Olympic gold into a mini career on chips. Also was on Murder, She Wrote several times, Love Boats, and of course the Kardashians. Skating queen Peggy Fleming appeared on multiple Mr. Rogers, was like a regular. Tara Lipinski, the youngest to win gold at 15, she's now 34, and she is still darling.
She is.
Was a regular on Young and the Restless, Touched by an Angel, Seventh Heaven, Malcolm in the Middle, and recently she was on Superstore with America Ferrera just last month. And Tara may be getting her own sitcom next season playing a high school teacher. Don't forget Greg Louganis, is on him.
Oh, Greg Louganis, yeah.
Exactly. Who has been on a half a dozen shows, including Saved by the Bell, and just last season on the Entourage finale.
Who was the female skater that ended up with that chronic hacking and coughing?
Oh, yeah.
Peggy Flim. Thank you so much. Go ahead, Tim. Come on, six. Come on, it's close.
It's right,
it's
here.
Close.
It's here.
Serena
ahead,
Williams won gold and appeared
on... Serena Williams?
Absolutely.
Limey likes that booty.
No.
Limey likes that big booty.
I would be all about that.
Really?
Absolutely. That woman's got some thick thighs.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Those Brits.
You know what?
No kidding.
Dan, you're a racist.
I can't stand the Williams sisters, period.
I don't like them.
Either one of them.
You can't stand their period.
I can't stand their period.
Blimey.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting. I'm sorry, Mike. They've ruined
I'm taking the high road on this, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just keep going. Keep moving.
Serena Williams won gold and appeared on Law & Order, several of them, ER, and when she her playing days were over, she wants to attempt serious acting. And Paulo Ono and Christy Yamaguchi have appeared on Dancing with the Stars along with some others. So, you know, once the Olympics is over, it really opens doors for a lot of these people.
I feel sorry for you.
Unless you're from North Korea.
You mentioned Christy Yamaguchi. I think I always felt sorry for her. Who couldn't make it? Christy Yama Ralph DeLaurent.
Oh, my goodness. Ralph De Laurentiis.
No, it's not De Laurentiis. I messed it up. It's Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
Oscar De Laurentiis. Let me do it again. I feel sorry for Christy Yama Oscar. Forget it. Forget it.
God. 8 minutes.
Wow. Oscar De La Renta. Try again. I feel sorry for Christy Yama, Oscar De La Renta. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is it, Oscar? What is it, Oscar?
Oscar La Jolla.
No, not La Jolla. Oscar De La Jolla.
I feel sorry for Christy Yama Loren.
Yama Loren.
All right, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Your time's almost up. They ruined your report.
Francis Cobain, Kurt and Courtney's girl, 25 years old and recording studio. Here's a shocker for you. Six of the top 10 movie critics, including Justin Chang of the LA Times and Nicole Sperling of Vanity Fair, predict the Oscar Best Picture this year will be Get Out. New York Post headline above the photograph of that Olympic French female skater whose top came off while skating.
Yeah. Wardrobe malfunction.
New York Post headline screamed, the ice is getting a bit nippy.
Except there's nothing to see because those skaters don't have any boobs. They're all really flat-chested. They are.
Yeah.
You don't see any cleavage on those skaters.
What's going on now?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
If I might.
No.
Who lived at home with their mom and dad until they were 30 years old? Daniel Day-Lewis, Harrison Ford, Steve Harvey, or Ray Romano?
I'm going to say Ray Romano.
I was going to go Ray Romano also.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Racist.
Dan, do your Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah. I was...
It's Kermit the Frog.
Ray Romano.
That's Kermit Romano.
Yeah.
I am also going to say Ray Romano.
The answer is Ray Romano.
Who I happen to think is a really funny guy. Does anybody else think he's funny?
I think he is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. And he's just different. That voice, it does sound like he needs to have his tonsils taken out or something.
Yeah.
He's got that. Yeah. But,
like he
Mike
has a
Evans.
Bubble in his throat when he's talking.
Yeah. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant, and right next door, the Smokehouse Market. Same proprietor, east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Both closed on Monday only. You need reservations for Annie Gunn's, and gift cards are always a good idea. First Community Credit Union is a great place to bank. What does that even mean? I'm sorry, but you'll never really know until you decide to bank there. Business banking or personal banking. Personal banking, let's just put it this way. Whatever it is you do at your bank, wherever you bank now, you can do all that when you come over where we are. We, meaning all of us who are members of First Community Credit Union, which is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. 43 locations. If you are a business, well, you're not a business. Like a person is not a business. But if you're a business owner, you probably need a business relationship with a bank, a partner, a banking partner. They'd love to be that partner if you have a small business. There will come a time, hopefully, when you need to expand. You need another location or a bigger location where you are. Or you need to hire people or you need vehicles or something. That's when it's good to have a partner like First Community Credit Union. Go to their website, check it out, find out more. Or stop in, have some popcorn, ask some questions, get some literature. You can find out a lot of... And exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with your co-hosts, Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman, every Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. And when you listen to it, you'll notice that not a lot of commercials, not a lot of interruption. There's one commercial every quarter hour for First Community Credit Union. And that's what makes it such a great show. FirstCommunity.com, as I said before. Whew, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Worn out.
Frank, would you mind trying something for me?
Sure.
Would you just really quickly just say, hey, I grew up in blah, 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 Tennessee.
Hey, I was born and the first 7 years of my life, I lived in Humboldt, Tennessee.
There you go.
There we go.
There it is.
I did, and I talk, and you know what I talk? I had a real nasal voice. I talk exactly I talked exactly like this when I was a kid. I did. Because I got a recorder when I was 15 years old, and this is what it sounds like. And I think I'm going to finish out the show talking exactly like I did up till I was about 15 or 16 years old. From the Hillbilly Sticks part of Tennessee, where kids were still in the sixth grade when they was 18, and that's not a joke. We had an 18-year-old in the sixth grade. I'm going to close this out by doing this.
Start it off.
I'm going to thank everybody. I'm going to thank everybody. He needs the real music. Here it comes right now. I'm going to thank everybody for being with us today. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. And if you see a policeman, a policewoman, thank them every chance you get. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead, you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9 of the Fan.com St. Louis.